Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is hour number three of the Early Line Live right here on this Tuesday on Sports Grid. I am Ben, he is Donnie, and we get you set for a new NBA season tipping off tonight. The Denver Nuggets will hoist that first ever NBA championship banner in organization history tonight in the Mile High City. They welcome in the LA Lakers, a virtual pick'em up in San Francisco, in our second of the doubleheader to start off this NBA season between the Warriors and the Suns. Donnie, those are four teams out of the Western Conference that feels up in the air and stacked at the top. We'll break it down here in just a moment. But it's also Game 7 of the National League Championship Series, a full-blown preview coming your way up next here with DRS and Craig Mish. So, Donnie, a ton to get to here in this final hour. It is going to be a good time.
I believe the great Sade once said this famously. I could be a little bit wrong on this. This is no ordinary night. I believe that's how it went here. So not any ordinary nights around here, Ben. We are looking forward to it tonight.
Ordinary life is what our producer Joe Friso just chipped in. But hey, he's not the singer in this group. It is Donnie Wrightside. So Donnie, to get people excited for this new new season in the NBA. Stop talking in our ears. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ben, hold on real quick. Now, the producer jumps in your ears. You're going to correct me on an 80s song, which I sung wrong on purpose. Then you try to correct me behind the scenes and get it wrong. That's a double down here. Ben, you're right. Skull.
That's why we got to stay out, right? Let us focus on what we're doing here. And only if we say, if my producer, insert John James or Joe Friso, can get in my ear to let me know what's happening. That's when we need the communication. A shout out. What? Anyway, as we keep it rolling here, we welcome in our Sports Grid Radio audience to hour number three of the Early Line Live right here on this Tuesday, all across Sirius XM channel 159 and our radio terrestrial affiliate. So Donnie, to try to build that excitement for this new NBA season, we asked the public, which one of these big storylines entering a new year are you most excited for? Is it the battle between the Bucks and the Celtics once again, as we saw last year, for the top seed in the Eastern Conference? Is it the new in-season tournament trying to spark more interest in regular season games and more investment perhaps for teams around the association? Is it a Wild West that features a ton of teams in contention for the conference championship? Or is it a new era in the arrival of Victor Wembanyama to the NBA as a member of the San Antonio Spurs? Donnie, the public right now saying it's Wemby's arrival, around 32%. But Donnie, what are you most excited for in this new NBA campaign?
Yeah, a few moments ago before the commercial break, we actually had the Wild West as the leader in the clubhouse here, which is the way I voted here, because I'm really excited about the Western Conference here. But the reason why I thought they nailed it is, we're excited about Wembanyama's arrival, no doubt about it. The Bucks Celtics, who's not going to be excited for that? But coming in dead last year, and rightfully so, nobody is excited for the in-game tournament where nobody understands who's playing each other, where they're playing each other, what it actually means. Will the NBA players take care of this? You're just stealing money, NBA, from your fan base here for some ridiculous in-season tournament that doesn't mean anything. So shout out to people voting who bypassed it in by wide margins, the in-season tournament coming in dead last. Why? Who cares about that? And why, Ben, is it even here?
Well, I think it's there, Donnie, to try to entice people to play, to incentivize motivation of regular season games, to have another made-for-television event that brings in dollars for the league as a whole. Donnie, are you not excited for regular season games that will also be tabbed as in-season tournament games?
Let me tell you something about the superstars in the NBA. Let's just go with Giannis, as Dave was on with us here, right? Okay. What were we talking about? Maybe he's making 60, let's just say, plus million a year on the court, probably another $40 million a year off the court. You tell me Giannis is getting up for a December game that's going to break him off an extra $50,000 if he wins it here? I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron James and the Lakers get to the final of the in-game tournament and go, you know what? Maintenance night tonight because, you know, we can't play two games in three nights here. That's what's going to happen. Congratulations, NBA.
So, Donnie, that's a big component of this season, the new 65-game minimum to be in consideration for NBA awards at the end of the year, the added incentives to take regular season games seriously to try to nix out some of what we have seen in the last half decade as load management has been on the rise. It will be interesting to see how coaching staffs then evaluate each and every game, what the motivation is, if any, and how they schedule out that rest for superstar players. It doesn't mean we're about to see Giannis or Luka or Jokic or LeBron or AD or Kawhi or KD play all 82 games, but how is it structured in this 82-game regular season in the NBA with those added incentives? Again, the format, by the way, of the in-season tournament, three groups in each conference, six in total, each group made up of five teams. You will be in pool play. It all culminates with a final four, a semifinal game, and a championship game of the in-season tournament in early December in Las Vegas. So that's where things are right now, DRS. And as you saw right there, it's not like the in-season tournament is going to allow the insert team here that's not going to contend for an NBA championship to win the in-season tournament, at least based on the odds. It's still the heavy hitters leading the way. It's not like it's going to favor the Indiana Pacers because they take the regular season more seriously than that of the Boston Celtics. Donnie, when you look around the NBA, though, and you look at the Western Conference, we see four teams in a doubleheader tonight, all facing off. Four teams that have four of the best prices to win the West. The Nuggets, again, will host the Lakers as a 5.5-point favorite. Denver, a co-favorite out West. The Phoenix Suns travel to San Francisco to take on the Warriors. The Suns, one of those co-favorites. The Lakers and the Dubs tied for the third best price, both at plus 750. Donnie, what do you hope to see on this opening night of a new NBA campaign?
Good basketball, man. Sometimes just getting it back in front of us is so much fun. Like, we wait for that long drought in the NFL, and it's like, man, that Thursday night football game is so much fun to watch it kick off that we saw with Kansas City and Detroit. You get those same vibes. And there's a lot of things the NBA does to anger its own fan base. But as I said again, the one thing they do right is when there is a big night, they provide those big nights. Lakers, Nuggets, Phoenix Suns, Warriors back-to-back tonight, that is sensational. If you are an NBA fan or just a sporting fan, you are going to be tuned in and checking out, at least flipping through to see what's what. It's fun to see the superstars back in action. It almost feels like the NBA Finals were just a few short weeks ago, but my goodness, I can't wait to watch it and see how it prevails tonight. And away we go in a long season.
It's a rematch of the Western Conference Finals, of course, between Denver and Los Angeles, where the Nuggets swept the Lakers. And despite that, Anthony Davis had some interesting comments about the Nuggets and the crap they talked afterward, or the comments that they made, which I'm not entirely sure what he was referring to. I guess Michael Malone took a jab at the Lakers throughout the NBA championship parade. Whatever. It all gets started tonight. I know. I didn't really think so either, John Shames. Thanks for getting in our ear one final time. Game 7, a preview in Philadelphia up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For the second consecutive day, the two best words in sports, Game 7. Tonight in Philadelphia, it is game number 7 of the National League Championship Series between the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. Both teams just one win away from a World Series appearance to take on the Texas Rangers. Donnie, this is the first time in a full MLB season since 2004, nearly two decades, we see both of the league championship series reach a seventh and final winner-take-all game. We are the lucky ones for a second consecutive night of a seventh game in the LCS. Maybe Donnie Wrightside, not as lucky, has to to stay up a little bit late tonight to take on and see all that Philadelphia will bring to the bank as they welcome in Arizona. So, DRS, let's start with the line. Now, -168, that money line price in favor of Philadelphia. The total at 8.5. Brandon Faught gets the start for Arizona. The young kid, the 23-year-old that was sensational in game number 3 as the D-backs got their first win of the NLCS in the opening game in Phoenix. Ranger Suarez, though, Donnie, has been great for Philadelphia the last two postseason runs. He starts game number 7 tonight. The Phils a -168 favorite, the over-under 8.5. Donnie, right side, where do you begin?
Here's where we begin tonight. It's still home field advantage at Citizens Bank Park. That's going to help the Philadelphia Phillies, but it really helps if you can get an early lead. Now, also, talking from a Phillies perspective, we'll get to the Diamondbacks and some good pointers we can bring out for them. But Brandon Faught has been unbelievable in the playoffs. But also, Brandon Faught has been unbelievable in the playoffs when facing a team just once, like for that first time through the rotation, and then let's just say you clinch the series and move on. The reason what I'm getting at here is Faught was unbelievable against the Philadelphia Phillies in Arizona. Quite frankly, I thought he should have stayed in the baseball game. What did he throw? About 68, 69 pitches, exited after 5, and was striking out the Phillies at an incredible clip. Why? They've never seen him before, and his stuff was electric that night. But now you're coming second time around. It's almost like if you take a single game, Ben, as a microcosm, right? You see in the playoffs all the time, hey, look, we don't want you to go a third time around the order because they can catch up to the pitcher and they see what you have. That's why some of these guys are getting brought out of the game. But the Phillies now are going into this game knowing, having film and faced him in real time to make those adjustments. We'll see if they do. Ranger Suarez equally here. If you're looking for a maybe playoff MVP, if you get your third starter to perform the way Ranger Suarez has performed, that's been incredible. So we'll see if that also holds up. But Ranger Suarez, a little bit more of a veteran presence here than opposed to Brandon Faught. So if we're looking just to start the game off here, I love what Faught has done, but it'll be interesting to see in a different environment at home with loud fans and a lineup that's seen him before. Can he perform, Ben, the same way he did earlier in the series?
So Faught, the 25-year-old from Louisville, Kentucky, is going to get the start in this game, DRS. The last 10 innings of work against the Dodgers and the Phils, 5 2/3 in game number 3 against the Fightins, he has not allowed a single run, and he has only allowed a combined 4 hits. 10 innings against L.A. and Philadelphia and only gave up 4 hits in total and not a single earned run. Did strike out 9 as well in game number 3 in Phoenix against Philadelphia. But on the other side, DRS, it was a pitcher's duel. Ranger Suarez only allowed 3 hits in 5 1/3 and did not allow a single run, walking just 1, striking out 7. Ranger Suarez, as you saw right there, 3 starts this October for Philadelphia, a .64 ERA.
Yeah.
Let's go back last year for what Suarez did in the Phils run to a World Series. A 2-0 record, a 1.23 ERA. He threw 14 2/3 innings. And Donnie, in the World Series against the Astros, 5 innings of work, shutout baseball, only allowing 3 hits. Ranger Suarez is not unaccustomed, I guess you could say, DRS, to these big spots. Game 7 is a different animal. Either your season comes to a close or you win your second consecutive National League pennant and appear in your second straight World Series. But I think you have to give the edge in this monumental of a moment at home in the bank with the entire atmosphere, environment, and crowd behind him to Ranger Suarez.
Now, keep your mind on this, too, here. And I think Ranger Suarez is going to be solid tonight, and Faught has a chance to do that as well. This is going to come down to your superstars in the biggest moments. What did you see from the Texas Rangers? Adolis Garcia and Corey Seager step up yesterday, banging baseballs into the seats. That's how you win here. But having said that, Torey Lovello, the manager here for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you saw it on the broadcast yesterday. They're usually fed information before the game. Don't share it. While the game is playing out, you can explain it to the people. I believe the first 4 at-bats combined for Schwarber and Harper resulted in walks. It worked like a charm. Basically, what they're saying is, look, I'm not throwing a fastball to start the game down Broadway for Schwarber to go down 1-0. And we're not going to throw to leverage in a high leverage situation, Harper in a high leverage situation either. So what they did is go, let's walk Harper, let's walk Schwarber and see what happens here.
Yeah.
And you saw Bohm, Stott, just not up to the task here. If you're going to look at superstars here, they might take the bats out of the superstars' hands tonight from a Phillies perspective and force the other guys to win. Now, Stott has been quality this season. So is Bohm. But in the biggest moments here, they're coming up really short. So if I'm looking from a betting perspective tonight, you say to yourself, Donnie, like last night, I thought Schwarber and Harper had legitimate chances to get RBI. Neither one of them got it because you're basically pitching it around, which means those guys will be on bases for the Trey Turners, the Alec Bohms, the Bryson Stotts here tonight. So I would switch things up. Even though the hot bats are Schwarber and Harper, I'm looking behind those guys because if you're not going to pitch to them, runners on base are keys to the equation for RBI. So in the biggest moments where you want your superstars to step up, I'm not so sure if the bat's even going to be in the hands of Schwarber and Harper tonight.
Yeah, the top three, Donnie, as you made the point, when you have Schwarber into Trey Turner into Bryce Harper, 0-for-9 last night, 4 strikeouts among them. They did draw 3 walks. Kyle Schwarber had 2 of those 3. When you add in Nick Castellanos, who, of course, has been red hot in this red October, he was 0-for-4 last night as well, 2 strikeouts. 0-for-13 in those big bats that have come to lead the way for Philadelphia. Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos last night in a game 7 spot, Donnie. That can't happen. On the other side, though, there has been no hotter bat in this postseason run for the Diamondbacks than Ketel Marte. Has a hit in all 11 games for the D-backs here in this postseason. 18 hits in total, 2-for-5 yesterday, DRS, with 2 ribbies. So as you look at the odds, you highlighted who is going to maybe do the most damage for Philadelphia. How big is it for Suarez to take care of the top of the order for Arizona, Corbin Carroll, and mainly Ketel Marte?
Yeah, you're going to have to keep those guys under wraps. It seems like every time Marte comes up, it's an automatic base hit. So maybe the Phillies should be taking a page out of the playbook of the Arizona Diamondbacks and saying, your hottest hitter, he's not even going to swing the bat. We'll just put him on first base. The one thing I do love about Ranger Suarez, he's an unbelievable fielder. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is not because I don't think it's key that he's going to stop a ground ball or two and throw it over the first base, but it's calm, cool, it's collective. Have you watched Ranger Suarez in the playoffs field day baseball here? Literally take 10 seconds, it feels like, with the baseball and calmly throw a strike to first base. He's built for this environment tonight. You saw when he pitched against the Atlanta Braves and came out early how upset he was. They're not going to do that to him tonight. If he is pitching well, he will go legitimately into the 5th or 6th inning tonight before you build that bridge to your bullpen in hopes of a championship here in the league championship series. I'm excited to watch it play out. Very nervous from a Phillies perspective. We're not getting the true aces on the mound, but my goodness, both of these pitchers performing just like aces here in a game 7. And here we go tonight. Citizens Bank Ballpark certainly going to be on fire, Ben.
It might not be Zach versus Zach, Wheeler versus Gallen. It might not be Aaron Nola and Merrill Kelly once again, but with the level of pitching that we saw on the mound in Phoenix on Thursday in game number 3, we can see that once again here in game number 7 tonight in Philadelphia. Ranger Suarez and Brandon Pfaadt, 11 innings pitched between them on Thursday of this past week, did not allow a single run and only 5 hits. That is game number 7 tonight in Philadelphia. And again, the Rangers await, Donnie. Texas right now, the odds-on favorite to win a World Series at minus 136. The Rangers are going to have home field advantage. They swept the Phils in the very opening series of the year, a better record than that of Arizona throughout the regular season. An NBA preview, season-long and then open night next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A new season in the association begins tonight. A doubleheader of games, a ton of teams in action tomorrow. So we do 2 things here on this Tuesday on the early line. We take the season-long approach, everything you need to know before 2023-24 tips in the NBA. And then, of course, a preview of the doubleheader of action we have out in the Western Conference on this Tuesday night. We do that here on the early line with our coach, James Young, joining us to get you ready for a new season in basketball. JY, thank you for joining us here on TEL. Glad to get things rolling with you. We do, though.
And them scoring 4 points a game. We got basketball season. It's time to talk hoops, fellas. Good morning.
Yeah, certainly so. Let's slander Iowa football, not slander Bradley Beal for missing the opening night of this NBA season, but we'll save that. That's neither here nor there. All right, JY, let's talk big picture, though. And as you look at the championship odds around the association, it's clear to see there's a big four. Two teams out of the East with the same price, who are co-favorites in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee and Boston. Two teams out of the West with the same price that are co-favorites to win the Western Conference title in Phoenix and Denver. So let's start out East, JY, where one of the themes last year was the battle for the top spot between the Bucks and the Celtics. Back and forth it went throughout most of the NBA regular season before Milwaukee took a stronghold in the final few weeks. It didn't help the Bucks. They lost to the Heat in the 1-8 matchup in the opening round. The Heat ended up beating the Celtics in the Eastern Conference final. So JY's, you look at the Eastern Conference odds entering this new year, what's your evaluation?
There really is a big two, and it's going to be interesting to see, Ben, because to me, you're going to have transitions on both sides. Let's start with Milwaukee. Obviously, they get knocked out in five games in the first round of series versus Heat, like you just said, but they weren't healthy. Chris Middleton only played 33 games. You run it back with Middleton. Obviously, Giannis in a bad mood. You re-sign Brooke Lopez. Bobby Portis comes back. And then you swing and make the big trade and bring in Damian Lillard as really, at times, guys, let's be honest, a closer for Milwaukee. Because I think that could be the concern with Milwaukee's late game shot creation when you have someone like Milton that's not been healthy. And Giannis, who really isn't a closer because his ability not to knock down perimeter jump shots with consistency. But there are questions, Ben, and I think there's questions across the board in the Eastern Conference. When it's Milwaukee, you got to look at the fact that they are bringing in Adrian Griffin as a first-year head coach. Not only that, sneaky news come out last week. Terry Stotts, experienced coach on the bench. Who did he coach in Portland? Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard gets traded. Terry Stotts then steps down. Interesting development right there. So you're going to look at a team that's going to have to find their way, not just with their superstars, but a rookie head coach. But are they the class of the East with Boston? Absolutely.
Let's take a look at the West, Coach, because it's fantastic to me. Seven teams on the FanDuel Sportsbook within 13-1 price to win the Western Conference. Feels like the Big 12 basketball all over again in NCAA action. You got the Nuggets, Suns, Lakers, Warriors, Grizzlies, and Clippers, along with the Mavericks here. Front running, of course, but let's settle in. The NBA champions of last year, the Denver Nuggets, leaders in the clubhouse, tied with the Phoenix Suns at a plus 270 price. Give me the outlook for the Nuggets and their chance to repeat, how hungry they will be, and maybe some of the hurdles they'll have in the West this year, Coach.
Well, the hurdle is, Donnie, is they become the hunted, not the hunter. I mean, let's be honest with you. They're the ones that held up the trophy at the end of the year, but they got some things to worry about here. I think the Bruce Brown, Jeff Green losing him, I think they could hurt them more than people think. It's about the depth. A guy like Christian Brown's going to have to step up tremendously. He did have some good moments during the NBA Finals. I think it was Game 3 or Game 4 in Miami where Christian Brown played really, really big minutes in the fourth quarter. But you got the Joker. You got Murray, another year removed from injury, with the ACL obviously being back and playing the full year. But to me, this season for Denver really is going to have to hinge on the improvement of Michael Porter Jr. And I'm not talking him as just as a straight shooter. It's his ability to create, his ability to muck it up and get in there and defend. That's why I actually like his rebound prop tonight, 5.5, Michael Porter Jr. So they will be interesting. But Donnie, like, you're right. You can really look at the West and you can make an argument. Phoenix, if they can stay healthy, can they win it? Absolutely. Can the Lakers win it? They have arguably some of the best depth. Can Golden State make one last run? Absolutely. Will Memphis show maturity? And then obviously with the Clippers, will PG and Kawhi play the whole year? So it's going to be very interesting in that Western Conference because you really can make a case of any one of those six or seven teams to win it. But to me, if the Lakers are healthy, with that depth, You got to remember, folks, they played Denver as close as anybody in the playoffs, and you could argue with better four-quarter performances, they could have beat Denver. The Lakers at 7.5-1 to winning the Western Conference is very, very enticing.
So they did keep those games close and competitive against the Denver Nuggets, but the Nuggets still swept the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. So, Jay Y, as you look at the Western Conference odds, and we see all of those teams from the Pacific Division, again, divisions don't really matter in the NBA. It's not like in the NFL. If you win your division, you automatically qualify for the postseason and will host a playoff game. The Pacific is loaded, which speaks to the overall strength of the Western Conference. As you look at the West as a whole, Jay Y, are you teasing us right there? Are the Lakers your pick to win the West this season?
Actually, I'm still going to go with Phoenix, because here's one thing, folks. Remember the rules at the NBA states. There is, I think, a couple of exceptions with the back-to-back, and one of them is LeBron James. So I think he could be rested. They may play the long game. That's going to be the interesting thing. But let's be honest, man. Like, could you make a case for every one of those teams, including Sacramento, to win the West? Absolutely. I mean, the Pacific Division? Absolutely. All five teams have their strengths, and they have continuity in some sort. So it'll be interesting to see. I think with Phoenix, it's going to be important for Frank Vogel, for that team to get off to a really good start. I know possibly no Bradley Beal tonight, but I do like the team. I think they addressed some of their shortcomings with their bench through trades. And I really think this, as much as you guys know, I'm the biggest DeAndre Ayton fan in the net on the network, Yusuf Nurkic fits them perfectly. He doesn't need the ball to score. He's going to rebound like crazy. 8.5 rebounds is his point as rebound prop tonight. Be on the lookout for that later. But also the fact of such screens and will protect and is a sneaky good passer. Yusuf Nurkic is going to be a really good addition to Phoenix. They're talking about Beal a lot. They need to talk about Nurkic.
I'm high on the Suns this year, Coach. I think they're going to do big things this year. Another year, another superstar player added some bench depth there for the Suns. Things are looking up. Let's take a look at the MVP market. Nikola Jokic, +430 price. Doncic behind him at a +550. Maybe repeats in the card for Joel Embiid at a +850 price. Today, I know the season is just getting underway. MVP, who's it going to be, JY?
Y'all going to think I'm crazy what I'm going with. I'm going with Anthony Davis.
Ooh.
Because I think there's a narrative now with Anthony Davis, which, you know, he showed himself, I think it was like 22 and 14.5, 3.1 blocks in the playoffs. For Anthony Davis, it's more about health than anything. Can he put together, and he's talked about wanting to play all 82 games. If I think the Lakers are going to compete in a Western Conference, LeBron has basically passed the torch off to Anthony Davis. He's got to be a guy that's got to be, let's be honest, folks, a 24, 12.5, 2.5 to 3 blocks a game. Is Anthony Davis capable of this? Absolutely he is. Year two in Darvin Ham's system, I do like the surrounding pieces that they got in Los Angeles, particularly with their way to shoot the ball a little bit, obviously with Vincent. Obviously, Torian Prince is a sneaky good shooter. You got guys like Cam Reddish, Hachimura, full year, Vanderbilt, full year. The development of Reeves. But if the Lakers are going to do it, LeBron at some point has got to look at AD and say, you have to take this team. If he does it, and I think he will, at 30-1, that's a sneaky pick to win the MVP.
The Brow tied for the 10th best price at 30-1 alongside Donovan Mitchell and Minnesota's Anthony Edwards. JY, in the final minute of this segment, you, myself, Kevin Walsh, together on draft night here in 2023 in the NBA, the number one overall pick, Victor Wembanyama. The coronation for Vic now leads into his rookie year. We knew he was going to be the first overall selection, JY, for the past 2 years. What do you expect to actually see on the hardwood in his rookie season?
You know, what's that movie? Weird Science? That's him. Weird Science. Because this ain't no Halley's Comet. This ain't, you know, the eclipse. This is something that we've never seen before. And I don't know if we're going to see it again. I've been thoroughly impressed with Wembanyama this whole preseason. I think one thing to look at, I think he may lead the league in blocks this year. I think he's going to be dynamic. He will be the leading scorer. So if you find Calvin Johnson point props, look for under for Calvin Johnson. I think this guy, Wembanyama, is going to be an absolute sensation and will take the league by storm.
Blocks per game leader, plus 340. Hard to get past his 7-4 frame. A preview of the doubleheader on the opening night of the NBA. That's up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A doubleheader on opening night of the 2023-24 NBA season begins tonight in Denver as the banner will rise for the first time in franchise history for the Denver Nuggets. I am Ben. Donnie is here, as is JY. Our coach gets you ready for the opening two games of this NBA season. So, JY, let's dive right in. The Nuggets, a 5.5-point favorite on trophy night, on banner night, as a new season begins in their path to repeat, also gets underway. 5.5 points, JY, the spread against the Lakers. What do you think the atmosphere is like tonight in the Mile High City?
It's going to be electric. And obviously, it says 5, but yes, it is up to 5.5. I think I saw it at 4.5 last night, so it is moving. Remember, there's no Jared Vanderbilt in the lineup tonight for the Lakers. We'll see about Gabe Vincent. He is probable to play for the Lakers. But when you look at this game, guys, I think there is something to an NBA opening night ring ceremonies at home. It throws off everybody's routine. You start you shooting around at a certain time. You go in the locker room a certain time. You warm up for a certain time, and then you start the game. So then to see that interrupted, and then you have LeBron James on the other sideline seething because he knew he may have had one slip away last year with them not winning that Western Conference final versus the Nuggets. I actually do love the Lakers plus the 5.5 points. Like I talked about, they played the games very, very closely during the Western Conference Finals. And I think this is going to be a game where they're going to be extremely motivated. Listen, folks, there's been a lot. It's been amazing. There's been a lot of trash talking going back and forth between the two organizations. It started really quickly after, you know, Mike Malone made comments about, you know, maybe LeBron making excuses, so on and so forth. And AD, LeBron making comments. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. The NBA got this one right, having this game tip off the season. That being said, give me the Lakers plus 5.5.
I like where you're going on there, Coach, also, because the one thing I've always said, the NBA doesn't miss. In big spots, the NBA provides. They could have easily slid in, like, San Antonio with Wembanyama in this game, or Golden State Warriors, just to add some star power. But they knew what they had here, that powder keg over the summer building where one franchise feels slighted from the other one, teeing it up tonight. It's only one of 82, but it feels like a much, much bigger game than it is. Now, from a handicapping perspective, Coach, we always like to talk about this, the evolution of the season. You're finding your rotations early, you know, sometime come around December, January, February, you know where you stand. Then you're just trying to get healthy for the playoffs. But from a total perspective, FanDuel has this game listed at 228 tonight. It's in elevation. It's game number one. What can we expect from a scoring output? Are there props that you like on certain players, maybe to the over or under, or just a genuine handicap of the game? Do you lean unders or overs, or does it matter early in the season?
I don't think it doesn't matter. I think you'll get a really solid effort out of the Lakers defensively. But when you start looking at props, got to remember, I just talked about Jared Vanderbilt out. Who am I looking at? Who played really well against Denver? How about Rui Hachimura at over 9.5 points? This is someone that can get out of fast break. He can excel. You can play him at the four spot and start him. He can lead that second group. He can shoot it from three. He looked really comfortable, and he's starting to play better down the stretch. So Rui Hachimura at 9.5 points is something that I'm looking at, especially with Jared Vanderbilt being out. And on the other side, I talked about it. Michael Porter Jr.'s rebounds prop is at over 5.5 at minus 106. Now, this is the Michael Porter Jr. at 6'10". And needs to be better defensively and rebounding, and we all know that's the case. But how about if I told you that 11 out of his last 15 games, including all four games in the Western Conference Finals, Michael Porter Jr. went over 5.5 rebounds. Now, if Joker is going to have to deal with AD, and there's talk there is talk about AD stepping out, Darvin Ham wanting to shoot more threes. So if Joker goes out, that means who's got to go in? That lends itself to Michael Porter. Michael Porter Jr. over 5.5 rebounds tonight.
Jay Y, it's a great point to look at some of the prompts this early on in the season. The early season edges where you think you might be ahead of a number as compared to the odds makers, a great way to find some early season profits. But Jay Y, one of the key matchups, of course, in the Western Conference Finals was duo versus duo. LeBron and AD for the Lake Show. Jokic and Murray for Denver. So here on this opening night, which duo do you think has the better performance?
I'm actually going to give the duo of LeBron and AD the advantage tonight because I do think it's something where, you know, you have these guys that are extremely motivated. And when you're a veteran guy, sometimes you need a way to just what can you do to kind of get yourself going? And I think that is something that is going to be very interesting. And I think this, guys, I do think all four of them can find a way to get themselves to 20-plus points. So how about this? LeBron, AD, Jokic, Murray, all 20-plus points, plus 250 on FanDuel. I think the stars will come out. They'll play well. That's a way to drop all their points props, but nothing too crazy, and find your way to plus money.
Coach, by the way, you take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers, and the focus obviously is usually on LeBron James. Comes into the NBA as an 18-year-old. He is 38 years old, and it looks like no signs of slowing down. Talk to me about this season, how the Lakers will proceed with LeBron James, and also the 65-game limit here to make sure that you're eligible for postseason awards, or should I say seasonal awards in that spot. How do they handle LeBron James throughout the season, Coach?
They're going to have to handle him with care because at the end of the day, he's got to get to the finish line. Remember, he was banged up with that foot injury, which still could be a thing that we really haven't heard much about since the end of last season, Donnie. So I do think, LeBron, you handle him with care. Remember what I said, in regards to the fines by the NBA for, you know, missing games, back-to-back, stuff like that, LeBron does not qualify for that because of the number of games he's played, or I think minutes or he's been played in his career. It's some kind of funky stat that allows him not to be charged with it. So I think they handle him with care. I'll be honest with you. As much as LeBron has done it all, I think for him, it's about chasing Jordan in the rings, right? So to me, what is LeBron's choice? Play 65 games and win and qualify for like an MVP or whatever, or play less games and be healthy for the playoffs? If I'm LeBron and I'm the Lakers, to hell with the individual accolades. Let's make sure this guy is raring to go at top speed come playoff time.
Year number 21 for LeBron James. Last year in year 20, averaged nearly 29 points per game. The year before, in year number 19, more than 30 points per game. So no, it does not seem the King is slowing down anytime soon. All right, JY, that's the first game up here in Denver this evening. Again, the Nuggets, a 5.5-point favorite. The over-under around 228 and a hook. The second game, the nightcap of our doubleheader, JY, up in San Francisco. It's the Warriors and the Phoenix Suns. And this game, just about an hour ago, JY, was listed near a pickup. It was going to be a showdown. Steph, Clay, Chris Paul making his debut as a Warrior against the big three on the other side, KD, D-Book, and now Bradley Beal. However, Bradley Beal not expected to play tonight, despite it being the opening night of the year. And now the line is 3.5 in favor of Golden State. Does the absence, JY, of Bradley Beal affect your decision when it comes to how this game plays out tonight in San Francisco?
I expect points galore, and yes, it hurts to not have Bradley Beal, but at I know it's 232.5. It got up to, I think, 240, 34.5. Now it's dropped down to 233. I assume that's because of the Bradley Beal news. But I do like the over. You got to remember this. 121, that's the points per game that Golden State was scoring during the preseason. 119.8, that is what Phoenix was scoring during the preseason. Scoring, guys, is up this year. And these are two teams that could absolutely do it. But let's be honest, guys, and we have to really talk about this, is who, when you look at the other side, who are the defenders? Like, who are the guys that are going to go out and get you stops? You know, Draymond, you know, That's a stopper. You know, who's a rim protector? Kayvon Looney, Yusuf Nurkic. I talked about how they're going to be important to the teams, but that's more of rebounders than they are of actual, like, shot blocker rim protector types. So I think this game gets up and down. I absolutely love the total of 233 now that it's come down, basically a half point off of what it opened up as. I think you're going to have offensive fireworks because I do look at these teams and I don't see a lot of, especially on the perimeter, maybe Clay's better a year after the surgery. I don't think we have strong defenders to guard Booker, Durant, you know, obviously Steph, Clay, even Wiggins. I think there's going to be a lot of fireworks in that game tonight in Golden State.
Coach, if we get fireworks tonight, three guys certainly brings our attention here. Steph Curry, 29.5 points. Also, Kevin Durant, 29.5 points listed at the FanDuel Sportsbook, closely followed by Devin Booker's 28.5. If I gave you a free wager on who's going to get their points propped to the over, which one of those three guys would you take tonight?
I think it's going to be Durant. You know, the way he's carried himself, guys, and getting him in and out of organizations, I think it's hurt his legacy. You know, you shut down people's legacies, you score and you win, and you win with what you got. So I think out of all those guys, I do like Kevin Durant to go over it, but I talked to you guys about Yusuf Nurkic and that rebounding prop at 8.5, guys. It's so tantalizing right there. So I'm going to go one step forward. So if you think about it, if I think he can get to 10 rebounds, right, no Bradley Beal, you know, his points prop is to get 10 plus points is minus 250 now with Beal out. How about Yusuf Nurkic double-double at plus 170 on FanDuel? Sounds like that's something that could happen tonight. Mm.
So, JY, we'll see how Bradley Beal fits in with his new team when he takes the floor for the first time this year. It might be a little bit jarring, but we are going to see CP3 out there tonight as a Golden State Warrior alongside Steph, Clay, Andrew Wiggins, and the rest of the Dubs. JY, the point god, as he is known, how do you believe Chris Paul will fit schematically alongside his new Warrior teammates?
Offensively, it's probably going to be great because he's going to be able to get these guys the ball and he's going to take the load off of Steph's scoring rise. Defensively, Pencil could play better defense than Chris Paul. So that's no offense to the point guard, but he's not a strong defender. But he could bring it. So I think Chris Paul will do what he can to get guys involved. So you look at it, Chris Paul to record 8-plus assists on FanDuel is at minus 108. I don't think he tries to score. I think he tries to get guys involved because, let's be honest, guys, there's been a rivalry for when Chris Paul played with the Clippers versus Golden State. He's got to ingratiate himself to his new teammates. The way to do it is not scoring the ball. The way to do it is being a point guard and getting guys involved. Chris Paul, 8-plus assists tonight.
JY, 45 seconds left in this segment. You told us you like the Suns to come out of the West. Who do you like to come out of the East? And who is James Young's NBA champion in 2023-24?
I like the Celtics coming out of the East. The Celtics win the NBA title. The Sixers absolutely implode. And one of my favorite bets to make, New York Knicks over 44.5 wins. I think they finished second place in the Atlantic Division. They pass Philadelphia. Philadelphia's in trouble. Embiid's probably going to ask out.
No bias there in that pick for the Knickerbockers either. Our coach, James Young, JY, getting us ready for a new season in the association. I'm not sure how it looks out of the middle of a three box, but the fadeaway to break can give you a best bet on the other side. I'm next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are live right here for one final time on the early line on this Tuesday as we close out our 3 hours together. I am Ben. He is Donnie. And this is the Sports Grid app, the ultimate sports betting companion app, available for download at both the Apple and the Play Store, or just scan the QR code on your screen. Donnie, every NHL team in action on the ice tonight. A new NBA season begins with a double header to open up this year. And we have game number 7 of the National League Championship Series in Philadelphia. You need the Spiz Grizz app. 5-star plays, insight to make you a better sports, better and more engaged sports fan. But before we say farewell and we say goodbye, it is time for our own 5-star play or best bet. It is time for Bye Bye Bye. DRS, game number 7 in Philadelphia. Is that what has your attention on this loaded Tuesday in sports?
It does. So I start by saying this. Phillies, I know I can't take it no more. It ain't no lie. Alec Boehm, I need you for one RBI. Plus 150, that's where we're going tonight. Bang it out. Come on, Boehm. There's going to be runners on base tonight. I need you to come through tonight. You can do it. Let's go. That's where I'll leave right here. Alec Boehm tonight. Bomb, Boehm. Let's go.
That was so good. That was on the fly?
Yeah, it was on the fly. Come on, man. I got it all. It's right here.
God.
You cannot be scripted on this show. We're unscripted here.
Oh, my God. It rhymed. It was perfectly in cadence.
Look,
it was gorgeous.
I've played before on this type of show, so don't get it twisted here.
Yeah, no,
keep down. We'll go.
Listen,
let's go.
I know I keep getting surprised by my co-host, Donnie Wrightside, singing, but when it's that beautiful, I feel like I have to. I'll just add Ranger Suarez over 3.5 strikeouts. I think he's in this game long enough. He'll find at least 4, and it's plus money. He had 7 Ks in game 3 in Phoenix against the Diamondbacks. The singing man, Donnie Wrightside, will be back tomorrow. I'll be here as well. The early line on a Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp. I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.